And trout and catfish, all fish, game fish. Because the trap was fixed where the smaller fish could get out, see. And the big ones would be in slats like that, where it had a bottom and everything, and then they'd, some way it was fixed.
Just put that down and smoke a cigarette.
No,
Just maybe you didn't have to put it in front of your face. You can hear it. I mean, just let it hang.
I haven't gotten a cigarette. Don't you want to stop that and let me get it, Mom?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was going to ask you about, you call that thing a trough.
Mm-hmm. I think it's T-R-O-U-G-H. It is.
Well, what is a place that has, where they do, they have milk and butter? What is the type of a farm where they process and distribute it?
Processing plant.
No. What was Cobb they had up in there?
No, it's a dairy.
Well, let me ask you this. What other meanings does that word have, dairy, have? Any other meanings that you know of?
And that's except they either milk by hand, milk the cows by hand, or they milk it with electrical equipment, and they pour it into these 20-gallon cans, of metal cans, and it's put into a cooler, and that's how, and then they later pasteurize it, and that's through.
Where did you store your potatoes and turnips and everything in the winter?
Down on the house, with down on the house with we'd let the wooden shutters down. The sweet potatoes can be stored out just by putting them, digging a hole and burying them more or less. But you have to put dirt around each row. I mean each layer of them, and sometimes a potato pile is a potato bed is as high, maybe hip high, maybe shoulder high, according to the how many potatoes you have.
Okay, what do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, the mules, and the other animals walk around?
A lot. L-O-T.
Okay. What would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Was this fenced or not?
Yes, it was fenced.
They'd get out.
The olden days, they used to just put a bell on a lead cow, they called her. And she led them. And they'd turn them loose and put them in the woods. And they'd go on up on the mountain and all around everywhere. And she'd bring them home at night. That's right. It's called a lead cow.
Did y'all ever raise cotton?
Yes.
Did you ever go out in the fields and do anything with it?
Oh, it's picked by hand. Now it's picked by machinery.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a long time ago.
Long time ago, yeah.
If you went out and picked it, what'd you say you'd go out and do?
Pick cotton.
Pick cotton. You never chop cotton,
huh? Oh, you have to chop it when it's young. Uh-huh. When it first comes up, you have to chop it out at least twice, and then when it gets the cotton in it, it comes first in bowl leaves and then bowls, and then the cotton comes, and you pick that either by hand or by machinery. I never did do it except for a party.
Just for a party?
Well, we had places in the edge of town where they'd give us a party. The high school kids would go down there and pick cotton, and then that night, the lady of the house would give us a party right down here behind the lake, you know. And she'd always give us a party, and that's where her children got the cotton picked, was getting us down there, because it was a party all day, you know. And then that night, we'd have a party at the lady's house.